This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending September 7th, 2019, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Famed explorer Robert Ballard concluded his most recent expedition, this time following a lead to the final resting place of Amelia Earhart without finding what they sought. While he says they didn't find wreckage of her plane where they thought it might be, he's hopeful that future explorers will find clues there or at other islands she may have landed at. And other researchers may have found human skull fragments on the same island where Ballard was searching that may be Earhart's. National Geographic has a special coming out in October about this topic. Michael Dorn, who played the Klingon Worf in Star Trek over two series and several movies, thinks Worf could make a comeback in a new streaming series. Dorn has been pitching the idea of a Worf series to CBS, which has produced a Picard follow-up series, and he said that he wrote a pilot in 2012 and that he thinks the show is perfectly timed and placed to fit into this new Star Trek era. Astronomers say they have found a new bizarre planet that is unlike any they have found before. They say the planet around the star HR 5183 is three times the mass of Jupiter and orbits the Sun in a highly unusual egg-shaped orbit that takes between 45 and 100 years. This is unlike any other exoplanet found so far, but it doesn't mean that it's unique or even uncommon, given how many planets remain to be discovered. Visually impaired Lego fans are finally getting some help building their sets. Lego is now introducing a pilot program that includes model building instructions compatible with Braille and screen readers. While visually impaired users can build with Lego however they want, the ability to build the model sets as designed was difficult without someone present to describe each step. So Lego developed the new instructions using a new AI that takes the visual instruction and translates it into a text-based description. They hope to eventually have instructions for every new and old set. Future Latin lovers will now be able to start studying the language using the Duolingo online service. The language learning service, available on apps and a website, offers a classical Latin course, more useful for reading Cicero or Ovid, rather than ecclesiastical Latin, which the church uses today in her documents. Even then, experts agree that an understanding of Latin is extremely helpful for learning modern languages that find their roots there, including the Romance languages and English. Pope Francis kept his humor intact following an unexpected delay in his arrival at his weekly Angelus audience last Sunday. When he finally arrived at his window 25 minutes late, he told the crowd gathered below that he'd been trapped in an elevator in the Papal Palace and had to wait for the fire department to show up and free him. That was probably enough time for him to say a rosary anyway. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.